Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Paddy McDonald, comedian, is in studio with us. I was just checking your mic there. What did you say, Paddy?
I says 1-2, 1-2.
1-2, 1-2. And you said it's not threatening, I swear. You must get that everywhere you go, do you?
Yeah, some people like it and then some people sort of, you know, hold back a wee bit when you start talking to them. You go around the world and you do have to slow down a wee bit because I sound like a wash machine with two concrete blocks on it. You know?
Go on. Come here. You come in and you don't look like a comedian to me because you're wearing your... You look like you've just come out of court. You're wearing...
Well, I'm from West Belfast, so sometimes it normally is court, you know?
I mean, it's a proper pair of slacks and a shirt and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not the usual attire for comedians on the show.
Just for you.
Just dressed
just
up.
Just for you, yeah. No, truthfully, what happened was I just flew home last night, get home at about 2 a.m. and my suitcase with my shorts and t-shirts and this beautiful weller is still in the suitcase waiting to be washed. And this was...
So you have no clean clothes?
This was the only clean clothes. It was from a first communion about 4 weeks ago and it was the dry cleaners and I seen it and I went, that's going on.
That'll do.
That'll do.
Listen to me, very busy time for you at the moment.
It is, non-stop. Yeah. Very, very busy. Have the Gouts Out tour coming down the south, playing all these places that haven't been before, like Clonakilty and, you know, Portlaoise and Wexford. All these places I haven't been with my comedy. And I'm just like, let's do it. I'm all over the world doing Australia and America. Why am I not doing all these wee places, you know? So now
very
we're doing it.
Good, you're all over the place. So you're doing the Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Next week.
Ivy Gardens in Dublin.
Yeah, yeah.
And then later on in the year, you've all a million and two dates.
Yes.
As well. You started off as a taxi man.
Well, I was a joiner. I got my finger bit off and went into depression, lost the joinery business, and then I started taxi driving. But it took 4 years for the guy that bit my finger off to get him brought to court. And on the first day of the court case, my wife was like, he's not going to be able to handle this. And she looked up comedy in Belfast to try and take my mind off it. And the guy called me up on stage and I'd done 7 minutes. And
no.
The rest is history.
That is my biggest fear and my worst nightmare of having to go up on a stage and make people laugh. And you did it unprepared.
Did it unprepared. Just get up there. And it was like therapy, honestly. And it saved my life.
Show us your finger. Did you lose a finger?
There you go.
Oh, the top off your little finger.
Yeah.
We're twins almost because I'm kind of missing a bit of this one.
There you go.
Yeah. Finger twins.
Finger twins. Finger bubs.
My one was caught in a door when I was 8 months old.
Yeah.
So I almost lost it completely.
My son, the same thing happened to my son in school. Yep.
So when was that?
Well, 2007 was when I lost a finger and the incident happened. And then it was 1st of November 2011 was the first time I'd done comedy.
So you wanted to go into a nice stable job where you knew the money was going to be just flooding in, pensionable,
you know? Yeah, go into the arts. That's one way of providing for the family. And trust me, for 10 years, it wasn't that good. You know, me and the wife ended up, she actually couldn't tell me off. It was like a hobby that got out of control and she couldn't tell me off because she put me up for it. Then eventually COVID happened and next minute I'm full-time comedian.
So things COVID actually, I think that it's a weird thing to say, but COVID actually kind of helped some comedians because they
100%.
They had time on their hands to get things written. They were posting stuff on videos online.
I'm going to blame my audience for that. I'm going to blame the fans because they were all getting paid to be in the house and they were watching funny videos. And I had a video that was out a year and it only had 300 hits and overnight it went to 1 million.
So, no way.
So, and that was the big one that really pushed it. And everybody was like, who is this guy?
Yeah. And do you mind me asking, do you make money on those hits or is it just to kind of get the word out?
No, I didn't because that was like an external company that had done that podcast sort of thing. So I never knew how to monetize anything on the internet. And somebody was saying that to me yesterday, you know, you're like one of the original ones. They said they remember watching me 10 years ago on doing stuff in the street and walking about. And I've never monetized it, you know, but I've been very lucky in my job. It's helped that. So
it's not the worst job in the world. So what are you talking about in this tour?
This tour, Gouts Out, is an accidental show. I was doing a show about going back into boxing, middle-aged man and getting fit. And I was going to try and get the six-pack back because I was up to 19 stone. And in the middle of it, I got a flare-up of my gout and it stopped that show.
Gout.
So, gout.
It's most non-glamorous. I know an illness is never going to be glamorous, but it's actually the most unglamorous illness ever. Gout.
Yes. And when you tell people that, the response is normally like, what? Gout? You know.
That's from eating all rich food and all, is it?
Well, that's what people say, but I think it's more to do with ancestral blood. But we'll not go there. We'll not go there. Found out my dad's originally from Tyrone and there's only one surname. You know what? They're all only your cousin from the front in that town, you know that way.
I thought I knew your your face.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. But yeah, no, and gout's a terrible thing and I suffer from it. But let's try and, we're Irish, let's make fun of stuff that affects us.
Yeah.
And I think we're the best in the world at doing that. It's just my stories about my kids and like what people would Google. Like the most Googled question about gout in Ireland is, can you still drink alcohol? On gout, we like to get our priorities straight, you know what I mean?
Of course it is.
Number two, is Guinness any good
a
for
cure?
Gout?
Yeah. No other country would you get that. Oh my God, it's hilarious. So Gout's Out is the new tour.
No, this is the tour that we're bringing down the south here. That was the one that we've just finished in the north. We've literally just finished up. Everyone's loving it. It's an hour and a half of me doing crowd work, bringing the crowd in, involved in the actual show, and then doing a show, and people are loving it. And it wasn't a show that I planned, but it's just went that way. People are getting a wee bit, because some people like me doing the crowd work and, you know, interacting with the audience, and some people just like to hear me telling stories, and this is a mix of both.
God, it's risky almost doing the crowd work, because you just never know what you're going to get.
Well,
you could get somebody who is not up for it at all.
I was going to say I'm a gunslinger, but you shouldn't say that when you're from West Belfast, but that's what I used to be called in the bar. You know, if you said something to me, I could cut you down in two.
Okay.
So I was always quite witty that way and able to do that. But I try not to pick on women unless they like want to be picked on, in a sense.
Okay.
But some of the men just, I mean, they set it up. They're just, men are stupid.
They don't think.
They don't.
They just say things, yes. And they don't actually think.
And they think they're funny too, and they're really not. So it's easy pickings. But yeah, no, the audience love it, and it's worked really, really well. And as long as I'm taking the mick out of myself instead of just everybody in the audience, it's good.
You've worked with some really huge stars as well, Frankie Boyle and Jason Manford. Love Jason Manford.
Yeah.
Although I was saying there recently, so bad, right? Jason was supposed to be on the show. It was kind of getting a bit delayed. I was like, it's no sign of Jason. What's going on? And the next thing, I get a call saying, Jason's not feeling very well at the moment, I'm afraid. Could we reschedule? And I was going, oh, what's this all about? Jason Manford, within a couple of hours, had surgery for appendicitis and was in hospital posting on Instagram. And there, yeah. I was thinking that he was just unreliable.
Yeah, you saw the hangover.
Yeah.
You were like, deal with it.
In get fairness, over it.
In fairness, if I had had appendix, I'd have still come in.
Like, he would have still come in, yeah, in his suit.
Kind of a warrior.
Yeah, yeah. So Jason Manford, and who else?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Des Bishop, Arlo Hanlon, you know, most of the big guys, basically.
Brilliant.
I've had the opportunity to work with, and it's been really, really good.
They must be scared, actually, you know,
to make sure
that people aren't funnier than them. Do you know, you have to be careful.
I think there's also that element. I remember with Arlo, and that was a big deal for me, because you grew up watching this man. You know, he was Father Dougal, like, he's a national treasure. And I remember gigging with him, and I had his face printed on a t-shirt. And it says, I've played with Ardle. And he was sort of looking at it before, like, you know, is this guy for real? And then I went on, and when I come off, he was just like, you're like an energy bunny, you know, like the wee advertisement for Duracell. He says, whereas I'm going to go on after you, and I'm like really slow and, you know, calm. And he went, so I don't think I'll give you again, but he did. In all fairness, he did. But I think it did scare him at the time.
Yeah, you know? Be careful who you book. Be very careful who you book. It's lovely to have you in.
No, thank you.
Thanks for coming in and for dressing so lovely today.
Yes. Send Jason Manford a message and say, not only did Paddy turn up, but he turned up well dressed.
Yeah.
So there's a lot Jason has to do. I'm going to send him a message too and tell him that he has to wear a three-piece suit the next time, like James Bond.
Oh my God, do. He actually would do that as well, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He actually would. Let's make this happen.
Yeah.
Paddy McDonald, thank you so much
no
for coming
problem.
In. PaddyMcDonaldComedy.com. Have a look. Follow him on all the socials and all that. And we'll see you at the Ivy Gardens, the 23rd to the 26th, part of the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. And then from October time, all the dates. I'm sure you have them all on your website,
yep,
do you?
All the dates are there.
Bray, Mayo, Clonakilty, Limerick, Galway, everywhere. Going absolutely everywhere. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you very
much. See you now. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.